It's KUTX 98.9. We just heard from Earth, Wind, and Fire and Serpentine Fire. Today being the anniversary of the birth of their founding member, Maurice White, who unfortunately passed back in February of this year, but today would have been a birthday for him. And we are live in Studio 1A right now. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman are our engineers. And we'd like to welcome, on their way home, they were kind enough to drop by on their way back to the frigid north of Middle America, Andrew Sims, who performs as Sims.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. A founding member, I might add, of the Doomtree hip-hop collective out of Minneapolis.
Right.
So you're saying this is cold weather for you, even?
Oh, you don't get used to cold. Cold is cold.
Yeah,
we're just very stubborn up in the brutal north.
So you're making a quick trip through the Great Lone Star State, played in Dallas and Austin on Saturday night at Sidewinder. You're
yep.
in San Antonio last night, and you're
yep.
headed back home. And
yep.
that was nice of you to stop on I-35 and drop in.
Pleasure.
You got a couple of buddies with you. You want to introduce them?
Yeah, this is Ander Other, a.k.a. 10 Grand And.
Hey, everybody.
A-N-D-R. This is Marker Maker, a.k.a. the Dark Lord, a.k.a. Broth Lord.
And we got a light show
It's been a long tour. We've been on tour for about 2 months. There's a lot of aliases at this point.
All right.
A lot of van jokes that aren't funny on a radio.
I can only imagine. Well, you have a new album out called More Than Ever.
Yeah.
And I would assume you'll probably be playing some stuff off of that for us.
Yep. The first song we're going to do is called Brutal Dance.
All right. This is Sims live in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9.
Yeah, sliding through the belly, I do the brutal dance. Ride around like I stole it, my true romance. All day, let go the effort. Can't be so precious, more than ever. Getting by, so it goes. Been low, been high. Chipping down to what I really love. Baptized in a mudslide, hang ten, oh yeah. Surf the ephemeral, the world been crazy. Pocket full of sand, where you at, where you at? Blade in my hand, cut the fat, cut the fat. Here come the shovel, come to tuck you under. Don't you love the hunt for trouble? Before I RIP, I rumble, rumble. Hey, hey, hey. Finding love, dying young. Something inside of us, climbing out. Lighting up, something reminding us. Where you at, where you at? Get relentless with it. Where you at, where you at? Let's get reckless with it. Where you at? How I love it, live it, attack it. I keep coming and I get it. Right now, more than ever. Ever.
Hey, hey.
Now more than ever. Ever.
Hey, hey.
Right now,
more than
finding
ever.
Love, dying young. Something inside of us, climbing out. Lighting up, something
now
reminding us.
Ever.
Finding love, dying young. Something inside of us, climbing out. Lighting up, something reminding
more
us.
More than ever. Ever.
It's been a long year.
Hey, my mind is racing while I sit in traffic. Don't wanna get too backed up. Don't wanna get too dramatic. But the magnet to the madness puts my friends in their caskets. Is weighing heavy on me. I ain't made enough, no waiting up. I feel like, I feel life too much. I feel high, I feel low, I feel both, I feel I've been thinking on my sins for the last 4 blocks. That's 2 Hail Marys and a half court shot. Something tough on myself. Drag my body through the veldt and vow to do the most. Leave none for later. Pray for my haters. Hey, hey, hey. Finding love, dying young. Something inside of us, climbing out. Lighting up, something reminding us. Where you at? Where you at? Up.
might take you down, slow you down. Right now, more than ever.
All right, we're live in Studio 1A with Sims, along with Anderother and Maker. And that's a tune called A Brutal Dance from the new album More Than Ever. There's a cool video with that as well.
Yeah.
We got
going around. For our live show, we have these new visual accoutrements. There's also a cool video for it on the YouTubes for the kids and the adults.
Yes, indeed. And so you mentioned in the song about putting friends in caskets.
Yeah.
Is that
Song's about kind of actually really the thesis of the album is about there was a kind of a hard period in my life in 2013-14. My wife got really sick for she had an organ transplant that failed, and we were in the hospital for like 180 days together. And in that time, we also were losing people around us. Like, her father died, a couple of our good friends died, one of my good friends took his own life. And I think that all that darkness and brutality and the proximity to death, whether it was the quick or the prolonged experiences with death, really kind of informed a lot of how I was going to approach this record. What I did was kind of just give up on any amount of like that any of this thing matters at all, and I just get to then be completely free and completely myself and not worry about anything anymore, because like it's just the realities of death are too immediate for me to think about. To like the idea of worry is completely gone to me. Mm-hmm. You know, so More Than Ever is about, you know, transferring the harsh like feelings that accompany death and, you know, making something beautiful and turning that into joy and freedom and just being mm-hmm. you.
So did you need to kind of lock yourself in to write all of this stuff?
Or yeah, I mean, I think I spent like a whole, like the Doomtree album All Hands really helped me get through a bunch of stuff, because that's an easier process for me. I just contribute verses and choruses and stuff like that. We make songs together and then we could tour together. So that got me through a spell, and then afterward I really had to dig into myself, and that's what I did pretty much for the winter last year, was just really dig in. I made a song almost every day for about 4 months and just made as much stuff as I could and had no worry about what if it was good or not good or whatever.
So I would assume in most instances the lyrics come before the beats, or do you have beats in mind while you're writing?
Yeah, I mean, I have bits and pieces of lyrics, but what I've found is that I make better music when I have the music first and then make the lyrics
really?
To the music, because I think that's one thing that I learned when I was younger. I wanted to be, you know, it was all a poetry contest to me. Mm-hmm. I wanted to have the best poems possible, but now I'm just trying to make the best music possible.
Mm-hmm. So are the songs, the lyrics, would they be transferable to other beats? Or are they pretty specific?
They're pretty tailored. I mean, you could move them if the BPMs were similar, the tempos were similar, you mm-hmm. could move them. But I think that I try to write into the feel of the beat. I really try to, I close my eyes for the first time I listen to the beat and just try to think about, like, just pictures. And I just think of pictures and what does this remind me of and what are some feelings I can pull out of myself and then just put that in there. So I'm really trying to paint, like, in the correct palette that the beat is presenting.
Right. So you work pretty closely with the beat masters?
Yeah, definitely. What they do is they send me, like, via email. It's great. They send mm-hmm. me beats via email, like rough drafts, and then I listen to them, start writing demos to them, resequence them, send them back. Then they start helping me shape the song in the way that it yeah. should be.
Interesting. The reason I was asking, some years ago I was in Jamaica, and I hung for a couple of days with a DJ, and his deal was he would do any song on any rhythm. You know, it didn't matter on the beat for him. He could kind of transfer it, and I wondered if that happens.
I could, but I think that what it is to me is that I think that there, I like the specificity of it. I think that there's like, it's a specific characteristic to it that makes this thing unique. Mm-hmm. And so I usually don't even pull verses that are really good sections lyrically or whatever, but the song doesn't really go, so the song doesn't go anywhere. I don't even usually rework those verses. I just kind of let things go and move on.
All right. We're here with Sims, who played in town a couple of nights ago. They're on their way back to Minneapolis. And they were kind enough to drop by to play live in Studio 1A this afternoon here on KUTX 98.9. You got another one for us?
Yeah, this one's called Spinning Away. It's a little more challenging than the last one.
We are live in Studio 1A with Sims and his Beatmasters and or other and Maker. And that was a tune called Spinning Away on the new release, More Than Ever. So how does it work between your solo career and balancing that with Doomtree?
Well, Doomtree is like a arts collective, and it doesn't ever have a definite form. And that's the beautiful thing. So I don't think there's any distinction between my solo career and the Doomtree thing. It's basically all of us putting our resources together to facilitate each other's art. So if he wants to put a book out, he's got a book coming out on Doomtree whenever it fits into our schedule. If we want to make a group album, we do that. I think we're like off making group albums for a little bit here. We did a little run of that 2011 to 2015, and I think that we're kind of now into exploring some of our solo ideas and letting things move and blossom as they are.
So does somebody say, well, in 2018, that's going to be...
Yeah, I mean, there's like loose plans that we like throw out, you know, pencil ideas of like, what do you want to do and da-da-da. But we really just kind of gauge the pulse of what the members of this thing want, and this thing is just... free form. It can be whatever it needs to be at any given time. We didn't intend to be a record label, nor did we intend to be a rap group. We were just a collection of people who wanted to support each other.
Right. And that's been going together now for, what, about 15 years or so?
Oh, God, don't tell me that.
Yeah. All right. Well, Andrew Sims, thanks so much for dropping by. And gentlemen, wonderful beats.
Thank
you. Appreciate
it. Thanks for having us.
And again, the new album is called More Than Ever. And hopefully we'll see you again either as Sims or as part of Doomtree sometime in the near future.
Or something else is my new DJ Jamaican reggaeton act. Right. I move my songs to any beat.
All right. We'd like to thank Cliff and Jake, who are our engineers this afternoon. Also a reminder that we'll be back in Studio 1A tonight with some live music from our KUTX Artist of the Month from last month, Third Root. They'll be playing live in Studio 1A tonight at 8 o'clock. Jack Anderson will be the host of that. Well, the band's going to do one more song, and the entire three-song set will be up on our website very briefly at KUTX.org. We also have video, courtesy of Jorge, and that'll be up tomorrow. Okay, good. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around till 2 o'clock. Thanks for tuning in. It's KUTX 98.9 bringing you the Austin Music Experience.
What they don't know, we'll probably kill them. We'll probably kill them. We'll probably kill them. What they don't know, we'll probably kill them. We'll probably kill them. We'll probably kill him. What they don't know, we'll probably kill him. We'll probably kill him. We'll probably kill him. Hey, what they don't know, we'll probably kill him. We'll probably kill him. We'll probably kill him.
Something up the cuff, we call their bluff, they call the cops, and come the shots. Up the block, chuck them in the gutter, and they wonder how the hunger hunts. Popping up a trunk like we won't pop the trunk and take a chunk. Apocalypse is coming, huh? Wonder where you running off. Climbing up the walls, you want it if the stuff is not enough. How you gonna look at me and tell me you believe this? How you gonna when you a cougar, what the edict is? Forget what the reason is, killing all the citizens. Chase it with the swill, the bitter pill, a willful ignorance. Dumb it down and numb it up, show you how they run the town. Spread no love and get no love, it's funny how they come around.
What they don't know, we'll probably kill them. We'll probably kill them. We'll probably kill them, hey. What they don't know, we'll probably kill them. We'll probably kill them. We'll probably kill them.
Whole thing playing like a satire. Iron in the water, living in the wildfire. On the news interview with the vampire. Don't shoot, they cannot put their hands higher. Hello, hello, is anyone on the other line? Echo, echo my mind since Rebel Rebel died. LOL, yo, it's tugging on my sanity. How gradually the apathy replaces urgency. Okay, okay, I get it, guppies wanting Megalodon. These puppies sick, I swear there's something uffy going on. Treat it like a car alarm. Ignore it at all costs, or let it be the signal of where we all lost. Pearl brick sling mud into the whirlwind, which brings us to the world's end. Until then, me and my girlfriend laughing at your tiny world. You can be the king of thing, we burning everything.
What they don't know, we'll probably kill him. We'll probably kill him. We'll probably kill him. Hey, what they don't know, we'll probably kill him. We'll probably kill him.